Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, another solo episode again today as we continue with our Hidden Gems series. Hidden Gems is a series where we dig deep to find some spicy underplayed cards in the format of Commander. And since we started in Wooburg Order, we'll continue in Wooburg Order with a card that may be gaining stock in Red's portfolio recently with some recent design decisions from Wizards of the Coast. Starting in the Ixalan Bach, R&D has been experimenting with treasure tokens as a middle ground between true rituals like Dark Ritual and true ramp in the form of mana rocks, mana dorks, or land ramp spells. In the original Ixalan block, there were 24 cards printed that created treasure tokens. We started with some really neat ideas, with Revel in Riches as a potential alternate win con and also a payoff for killing creatures, as well as Spell Swindle as an updated and probably more fairly priced version of Mana Drain, all the way to Pitiless Plunder, which provided a more continuous stream of resources to make use of. This illustrated both the idea of making an engine that produces resources in the black cards like Revel in Riches and Pitiless Plunder, as well as one-off ritual type effects like Spell Swindle, showing that there was, even in the beginning, a lot of versatility with this idea of treasure. The treasure mechanic has become more evergreen, showing up again to fill up Orzhov coffers with cards like Smothering Tithe, and then later in 2019, making a return with Dockside Extortionist, the plucky little goblin pirate who could, a card which almost single-handedly had players in CDH reconsidering whether Timna was even worth a slot in the command zone because having access to red was just that powerful. Commander Legends has given us even more pirates which generate treasure, and these include powerful effects like Hull Breacher, up to partner commanders like Malcolm, Keen-Eyed Navigator, potentially extremely powerful inclusions to the Commander metagame that could completely change the way we look at treasure tokens. There's more and more evidence piling up that treasure is going to be an important part of Magic's future. Our hidden gem for this week is meant to take advantage of that potential metagame that we could be seeing. And our hidden gem this week is Meltdown. Meltdown is a sorcery for red and X. It simply reads, destroy each artifact with a total converted mana cost of X or less. That's right, for a single red mana, destroy your opponent's Scrooge McDuckian vaults of treasure, their broken zero mana rocks. Red decks that include green, so your Gruul, your Teemer, your Jund, your Naya, these decks can lean on effects like mana dorks, like ramp enchantments, like mana ramp spells, in ways that other colors simply don't have access to, forcing other color identities which don't include green to rely upon the access to mana rocks. And, as we've seen recently, the average converted mana cost of mana rocks is dropping. EDHREC.com has been tracking players' choices in mana rocks, and we are firmly below 3 for the average converted mana cost at this point. Sol Ring may be taking the number 1 spot, but Arcane Signet is high up on most people's lists at this time, followed by the Ravnica Guild Signets and the Talismans, Mindstone, Felwar Stone. All of those 2 mana rocks are becoming extremely popular. In all honesty, Commander's Sphere is currently the only 3 converted mana cost mana rock still on the top 20. That means, for a simple cost of red 2, you can wipe out almost everybody's mana rocks. It's not quite up to Vandal Blast levels of power, but certainly in terms of efficiency, Meltdown has a lot to offer. So which kind of commanders would be looking at a card like this? I think Gruul commanders especially. Those that have a strong land ramp component, such as Omnath, Locus of Rage. These are going to be looking into trying to ramp out more anyway. And when you're doing a primarily lands-based ramp package, there's almost no cost to running Meltdown. When you start to move into other colors, such as blue, we start to look at Teemer, and Serac Dragonclaw is going to have a pretty easy time supporting a heavy creature-based strategy, which will probably be leaning on a lot of mana dorks in order to ramp out more powerful creatures, including its commander. Again, the cost of running Meltdown seems fairly negligible, when at most you might be hitting your Sol Ring. And the new hotness, Urlok, the Mana Burn Lizard Boy, would probably love to shut off everyone's access to mana rocks, leaving them with a lot fewer options to avoid tapping those mana-barbed lands. Urlok is all about that burn, and I'm sure he would be very happy to limit his opponent's options even more every single turn. How deep did we dig for this one? Meltdown currently sees play in a total of 3 out of 840 Serac Dragonclaw decks. That's 0.01%. And shockingly, Meltdown sees play in 0 out of 1,489 Omnath decks and 0 out of 378 Urlok decks. Overall, Meltdown sees play in a total of 601 decks out of a possible 222,049 decks. This is a spicy card. It is so spicy, it is literally melting everything down. And I think that as the metagame pushes further and further down in converted mana cost, you're going to see the benefit of being able to cheaply and easily set back your opponent's 2 mana rocks as being very helpful. And if cards like Hullbreacher have got you down, maybe it's time for a single red mana to answer all of that mana they've been accumulating. Any other hidden gems, be sure to leave a comment, send us an email, add us on Twitter. We'll be back again next week for a full-length audio episode, so until then, I'm John, this is Gemstone Mine, take care. You can reach the crew from Gemstone Mine on Twitter at GemstoneMineMTG, or send us an email at GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. On YouTube, we're Gemstone Mine Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.